Alleluia, 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 alleluia. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, says, "We always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ." Our God makes us worthy of his calling and powerfully brings about every good purpose and every effort in faith. We have to offer something, even the littlest bit, for that fulfillment, for that purpose, for that conversion, for that transformation. Jesus calls us constantly to repentance, saying, "Repent and believe the gospel." He calls us to this repentance so that God may act on us in that instant. Zacchaeus was sitting in a town, but he heard of this famous person, Jesus, coming through the town. And he must have been short because he had to climb up into a tree to see Jesus. Jesus, seeing him, responded right away to his desire to see him. And he says, "Come down, I must go to your house." This is metaphorical language. This is language of conversion. The moment that we give in and look to the Lord, the moment that we climb that tree to see the Lord, he will respond instantly. He will come to us, he will take care of us, he will guide us, he will strengthen us, so that the littlest effort that we offer becomes something truly great. In a certain sense, the saints in heaven that we celebrated just a couple days ago are those who have done the most but never counted themselves worthy. They did not think that they were anything really special, but they opened their hearts and minds to the Lord. and through suffering and tears, they planted seeds that would last forever. The lives of the saints are a great inspiration to all of us, and they are especially an inspiration to our children, those that are St. Joan or St. George or St. Bernadette or other saints. We're going to hear about some of the saints today because our children have placed these images of the saints around the church, and some of them have dressed up, and some of them want to tell us a little bit of a story about the saints. We have to think of one thing when we think of saints. The saints in heaven are there because there are only saints in heaven. There are no other people than saints in heaven. Saints are the ones who have poured out their lives for God. And we sometimes don't think we're worthy of becoming saints. But we too can become saints. We can become like the blessed in heaven if we keep allowing the Lord's grace to work in us. When we celebrated yesterday the Feast of All Souls, we read the names of our beloved dead at the Mass last evening. And we remembered them because we don't think they were necessarily quite good enough to be in heaven. They weren't bad people, but they were not perfected yet. And for that, the Lord will purify them and take care of them until that last day when he raises all in the great resurrection of the dead at the end of time, letting them come to life again and be with him, where they will have him as their God and they will be his people. Today we celebrate the grace that our Lord gives us. And so, as we have the presentation in just a moment, may we constantly know that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Amen. At this time, I would ask the Sunday school teachers to bring their children up for the presentations. And any of the rest of the children can come up too. Why don't you all come up and sit around up here somewhere? You all want to come up? Everybody can come up.